Tanine Allison is communications director for the Texas Democratic Party. Her office is adorned with photos of the late Governor Ann Richards, a young Bill Clinton in San Antonio, and a portrait of JFK, each representing a period in the glory days of the Democratic Party. Allison just came back from D.C., where she witnessed President Barack Obama's second inauguration. While she was there, she met with the organizers of Battleground Texas.
I think our glory days are what's coming in the future, and I think that this is a time that we'll look back on and say, this is when we turn Texas blue. And once Texas turns blue, it's almost impossible for a Republican to win the White House. I mean, this is game-changing.
For about 20 years, the state's 30-plus electoral votes have gone to Republicans. In that time, there's been little to no effort from National Democrats to turn the tide in Texas. But as of this week, a Texan is the new finance chairman of the Democratic National Committee. His name is Henry Munoz, and he is a San Antonio businessman.
Well, I really love the name Battleground Texas, because I think that for so long we have been disheartened and discouraged, and we've thought about Texas as kind of an ATM.
Democratic candidates at the national level would touch ground in the Lone Star State to collect money, then turn around and leave. Munoz says there were no votes to win here. Both Munoz and Allison point to the population growth of Latinos as one of the reasons that they believe Texas could turn blue. But even my five-year-old can tell you the immediate effect could be different. What happens when you mix red and blue?
Mix purple. Morado.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it does.
Silvia Manzano agrees. She studies Latino voting trends for Latino Decisions, a Washington-based think tank. She says before going blue, she envisions a pink Texas, where the red is gradually diluted, over time turning purple as it becomes infused with blue.
Because right now, Texas is bright red, which suggests that there's a lot of Republicans who are still staying home because it's not competitive, right? So we could actually have more Republicans turn out when more Latinos or more African Americans or more Democrats, right? So the idea that it's this blue inevitability, I think, is not a sure thing, that the pink and purple possibilities are very real.
What's also real is that green often produces votes. Battleground Texas reportedly wants to infuse tens of millions of dollars. The group is made up of strategists who worked on President Obama's re-election campaign. They know how to win blue elections. It's unclear whether they know how to win blue elections in a red state. But Paul Burka, senior executive editor at Texas Monthly, says if Democrats pause and learn from star Republican strategists like Karl Rove, then Battleground Texas may be onto something.
When Karl was coming up as a political consultant, as a Republican, people would ask him, why aren't the Republicans winning? And Karl said, it's not an event, it's a process.
The 2012 presidential election was more than 3 months ago, but the fight for Battleground Texas is barely underway. Joy Diaz, KUT News.